This is another edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 17th of September 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and these are today's top stories. Major Japanese companies have closed factories in China and urged expatriate workers to stay indoors Monday. Chinese state media warned Japan that it could suffer another lost decade if trade ties continue to sour. With two-way trade estimated to be worth some $345 billion last year, in the past week alone, Japan has already suffered about $7 billion in lost benefit from trade, as the trade relations between the two countries freeze. Toyota and Honda have even reported the arson attacks that had badly damaged their stores in Qingdao. Panasonic said that one of its plants had been sabotaged by Chinese workers and would remain closed through Tuesday, which is a memorial day in China to mark the 1931 occupation by Japan of parts of the mainland. Madness. As a Chinese person myself, I'm outraged at the irrationality of our people. But then again, coming from a population that believes certain numbers may give you luck or ruin, and the ideas behind feng shui, go figure. The US has decided to stay out of this mess. Good man. In reality, they're just helpless pussies. But it's the philosophy that counts. Anti-American sentiment continues its march to nowhere. First, a bunch of insignificant Middle Eastern countries. Now we can add two more to the pile. Afghanistan and Pakistan have both taken the initiative to try and spread their message of peace and solitude by storming US embassies. Gandhi is rolling in his grave, although he was so weak from the veganism that he murmured instead. Monday's unrest in Afghanistan broke out when 1,000 people gathered near an American base on Kabul's eastern edge and began marching towards the city. Police fired shots into the air to try to disperse the crowd, but the protesters continued to surge forward. God, these people are stupid. Can they even afford a computer to watch this anti-Islamic video to see what it's all about? It's certainly not burn everything down worthy, but for a messiah whose appearance even remains a mystery to them, it's friggin' stupid. Was looking at Muhammad while he was alive a sin? Did everyone have their back turned to him as he delivered his amazing speeches? In that case, he would have only been able to do it doggy style, although he probably found most of the women ugly at the time, hence the religious rule, ruining it for everyone. Apple shares are like apple pies, all carbs and no taste. Apple shares magically breached the $700 mark, a milestone and the sole reason why more hedge funds own Apple than any other company. This was on sentiment of media excitement over the number of iPhone 5s pre-ordered on open day, some 2 million in the US alone. At an assumed 50% margin, this equates to over $200 million in profit and a rise in market cap to over $7 billion. The market ditched its rationality long ago. People don't really know what they're doing. Follow the herd and you'll be all right. Of course, until it doesn't, but then you can just blame someone else. Steve Jobs, perhaps. You can't defame a dead guy. The San Francisco Fed just shot itself in the foot. Repeatedly. Over Facebook, the Fed released a simple poll asking what effect QE3 will have on the US economy. The number one answer was negative, with second being long-term disastrous. Category positive received less than half the votes of negative. Some of the hilarious added responses includes thanks for the $5 gas, fire Bernanke, and I'm a big bank and I love it. Welcome to the internet. It's odd that the Fed could have screwed up this badly on the internet, since you dedicate your entire life to perpetrating something that's also not real. The Empire Manufacturing Index has printed its lowest since April 2009. But on the bright side, forget it. Just another meaningless statistic to get you worked up over your own emotions. Here's a tip. Take a break. Have a Kit Kat. The S&P 500 E-mini futures traded within a one-point range for over 2 hours. Even the algos are succumbing to their own madness. In regards to mortgage spreads, things have gotten even worse, with spreads from over 60 basis points pre-Ben to a mere 22 basis points now, highlighting how entirely distorted any signalling from any rate market has become. Lower rates for what? A more bankrupt middle class to keep the elite afloat. JP Morgan estimates that the benefits to the consumer of further mortgage rate cuts is around $5 billion per annum for every 25 basis point improvements in the mortgage rate, a drop in the ocean for a consumer who spends $11 trillion per year. This world was never meant to be, but then we discovered central banking. The EU Parliament has docked loudmouth extraordinaire Farage for €2,980 for insulting one of the EU's top officials by stating that Herman Van Rompuy has the charisma of a damp rag. Geez, Rumpy, is it because of how your ex-wife would describe you after sex? As Zero Hedge happily suggested, given Germany's €190 billion ESM contribution, we assume that Nigel has 63 million more insults before Europe is fixed, of course making the false assumption that Europe can be fixed. 4,000 Marines are heading to the Middle East as part of a Peleliu amphibious group dispatch. The Middle East seems to be awfully crowded with pissed-off Arabs and trigger-happy Americans. I really do fear for the innocent Iranian fruit stall owner just after an American tank recklessly bulldozes his entire life's worth. It's no wonder we have suicide bombers. Spain, you're killing me! Well, actually, you're killing yourself. Spain's 10-year spread has risen a very notable 36 basis points, and the 10-year yield has just broken back above 6% for the first time in over 2 weeks. More shockingly, Spain's 2-year has also broken back above 3%, up over 50 basis points in the last 3 days. Madness through chart! So much for all that progress merely weeks ago, eh, Mr. Druggy? I preferred Mario in the video games, not in the real world. Stepping on tortoises is not only cruel, but kicking their shells at other innocent creatures is just a step too far. And in our last minute bulletin, anti-Japan demonstrators protest in New York City, and the propaganda, younger generation feels waves of emotion. And the retaliation, Obama to launch auto-trade case against China. Spanish banks bleeding cash cloud bailout debate. Chicago teachers extend strike. Mayor Emanuel promises he'll sue to end Chicago teacher strike. China hurts on credibility with C's vanishing act. Faber, own gold, don't store it in the US, the Fed will take it away from you one day. 2 South African mines reopen, most don't. Finance industry warns of cliff effect in ECB's bond plan. China struggles to cure the violent ills of health system. QE3 is for Main Street, except it isn't. QE3 hit by mortgage processing delays. Probe focuses on JP Morgan's monitoring of suspect transactions. As explained here before, Spanish bonds decline as EU policymakers clash on bank plan. That's all we have for today's edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 17th of September 2012. I've been Julius Reed, and you can check out more content at our website at www.thefinancialreality.com. Also, feel free to check out the new podcast, Drudge Report, of course, available on iTunes. Until next time, thank you for listening.